Hello and welcome back to the Self-Achievement Network. My name is Dominic, and today we are going to be talking about part two of four, which is about engaging with life. And let me go back a little bit. In the first section, in the first episode of this particular series, the win-win game, the last one I talked about self-acceptance and acceptance in general. This one is about engaging with life. Number three will be about having insights, and number four will be about becoming the source. So let's get right into it. So engaging with life, or to engage with life, what does that mean? Whoops, yeah, there we go. What does that mean? So when you begin to really look at what's going on, okay, when we are accepting of ourselves and life and everything in our life, this naturally drives us to engage with life. Why? Because we all want to have an amazing life. That's what we want. What do you want more than anything else? You want to have an amazing life, just like me, just like everybody else. In the last episode, I talked about that we are all here on a limited basis. We are not mortals. We are immortal, which means one day we're not going to be here. So what I encourage people to really begin to look at is, how can we use that death as an ally, not as a fear tactic in our life, right? So we all want an amazing life. And what I've learned, and what I want you to understand, and what's most important, is that the degree that you engage, right, in life is the degree that you create an amazing life. So if you engage a little bit, you're going to get a little bit of an amazing life. If you engage a whole lot, you're going to get a more amazing life, right? An even more amazing life. So that has to do with everything, every aspect of your life. Where's my wheel of life here? I can't find it. Here it is, right here. My wheel of life. Okay? What do you want? You want to have a romantic life, you want to have great relationships with your family, you want to have an amazing, healthy body, you want to create money so you can go out there and do more things in life, you want to have an amazing career or have a business or just an online business, whatever it may be, you want to have an awesome house, an environment that you can live in, you want to go out there and have lots of fun and do lots of things, recreation, and continue your search in personal growth. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are available, right? And we all want to have that. So the more that you put yourself out into life, right, the more amazing life you get. So what do you gain from putting yourself out into life? A full life that was lived with minimal regret. What are the big fears if you engage with life? There's two big ones: failure and rejection. Well, I'm here to tell you right now, you cannot fail and you cannot be rejected. If you come from that, you're in charge of your life, you're in charge of your thoughts, you're in charge of your emotions. If you come from a victim, different story, okay? So fear of failure and fear of rejection, if you put yourself out into life, let's take a look. So let's just say, for example, failure, right? You don't have a job. And you go and apply for a job, and you go through the interview process, and then they decide they don't want to hire you. Okay, fine. What's the result of that? Okay, well, did you have a job before? You may have had a job, but did you have that particular job? No. Did you get the new job? No. So what effectively happened? Nothing. Were you rejected? Did you fail? No. You didn't have that particular job before. You don't have that particular job now. Nothing happened. See, you were not rejected and you did not fail. It's the same thing with baking bread. So you want to make bread. I don't care what kind of bread. Let's say it's a raisin bread. And you put all the ingredients together, and then you get to the part where it says yeast. And you think, oh, yeast, I might have forgotten the yeast. So you look in the cabinet and there's no yeast up there. You think, eh, well, it's only an eighth of a teaspoon. I'll just leave it out. So you mix it all together, you put it in the oven, the timer goes off, ding, and then you pull this thing out of the oven, and it's flat as a pancake. So did you fail? No, you didn't fail because you got a result based on what you put in. You cannot fail. When you live as a victim, it's a different story because the mentality is that we're taught to fail, that we can fail, or we're taught that failing is good. You see, you can't fail. This whole myth about failing is a bunch of bullshit. You cannot fail. So let's look at rejection. So you're going to ask for a raise, as an example. You ask for the raise and you don't get it. Well, did you fail? No, because. Or were you rejected? No, because you didn't have the raise before and you don't have it now. You weren't rejected, you just didn't get it. So you mix up the ingredients, you begin to do a little of this, or you find out what you need to do in order to get the raise, and you take charge of it. See, that's about being in charge of your life. Or you ask someone on a date, will you go out with me? And they say no. Oh, I'm hurt, I'm rejected. No, you didn't, weren't going out with the person before, you're not going out with them now. So then what do? Do you crawl under the bed and suck your thumb? No! You go find somebody else that wants to go out with you. See, now you want people to go out with you, you become an amazing human being. That's all that it takes. Then you'll have so many people that want to go out with you, you'll be turning people away, right? So it's the point is really simple. So did you fail or were you successful? You can only succeed at everything that you do. What changed? Nothing. You didn't have what you didn't have before. You don't have it now, or you didn't, you know, after the effort that you put in, nothing changed. So you were not rejected. It's just all in your mind. It's what you put together in your brain. So when you live as a victim, you will, in fact, be rejected and you will fail because that's what you're programmed to think and you're programmed to feel. But that's not the truth. When you take charge of your thoughts and emotions, it's impossible to fail or be rejected. So if you live from that place, then you don't have to worry about having regrets. Oh yeah, okay, once in a while you're going to have, I coulda, shoulda, woulda, I wish I had. But yeah, but we want to minimize those regrets so that we can maximize life and not fall into all these traps, you see? So you're in charge. I'm in charge. Everybody else is in charge. I'm not in charge of you and your thoughts, and you're not in charge of me or anybody else's thoughts. You're only in charge of the charge that you put on everything. So like a battery has a charge, a positive and a negative. So you put a positive spin on something and you're going to get a certain experience. And you put a negative spin on something, you're going to get a negative experience. And that's just the way that it is. So who's in charge of choosing which charge that you put on any event or any thing? You are. You see, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not, it's in fact the truth. So you might as well begin to look at what the areas of your life where you're not doing that and begin to do it, taking charge, right? So the more you engage in life, the more you learn and the more realizations that you have. They're called insights. Having an insight. An insight is like an aha. Like, wow, I just realized that I was being negative toward myself and I don't need to be anymore. I don't need to do that anymore. Or I saw my neighbor across the way and I had this bad thought about him. I don't need to do that anymore. It's not serving me. You see, so you have these insights. It could be about money. It could be about anything. It could be about a relationship. It could be about your job. It could be about your manager. Right? So I'm going to be talking about insights and the power that we have and what the power that insights give us in the next episode. So when you engage in life, you experience exciting emotions such as joy, contentment, satisfaction, progress. Isn't that what everybody wants to experience in their life? Joy, contentment, progress. Don't you want to make progress? Aren't you tired of being stagnant in your life? Of course, right? Old thoughts and old and emotional patterns, they fade away with zero effort when you begin to engage in life. Why? Because you're too busy creating your new life. Focus your attention on something completely different, and all this stuff that you were doing before, the negative things and all the bad thoughts and the victim mentality stuff, it just fades away. It goes away because you're focused on new things, engaging in life, creating the kind of lifestyle that you want, living life, which is the purpose of our life, is to live life, right? So engaging in life raises your self-esteem. This means you value yourself and your abilities even when you make mistakes or experience setbacks. That's by engaging, because when you engage, yeah, sure, are you putting yourself out? Are you becoming more vulnerable? Yeah, you're going to make mistakes, but that's no big deal, because you just get back up and you start walking again and you keep going. That's all there is to it. Engaging in life gives you confidence. What? To do what? To pursue goals and to live your life to the fullest. You stop letting fear or doubt hold you back, and you take more risks and step outside your comfort zone more often. So the more we live inside this shell, inside this boundary that keeps us, you know, inside, right? Life is outside the comfort zone. It's not inside the comfort zone. We want to get ourselves out of this thing. And when you engage, you're going to put yourself outside the circle more often, and you're going to start to have a lot more fun, right? So why? Because you're doing what you've always wanted to do. And what is that? To live life. That's what it's about, living your life. So when you're engaged in life, you connect more with people and you build stronger relationships. Living life, being accepting, open, and honest with others, creates deeper, real, and meaningful relationships. So when you begin to become accepting, like I talked about in the first episode, then it's like gives us this natural flow that we want to engage in life. And then when it comes to relationships, we want to be open. We want to be honest with people. We want to create meaningful relationships. And that's when like the real juicy stuff starts to happen. Engaging in life helps you to manage stress and anxiety because you're having fun. The more fun that you're having, the less stress, the less anxiety you're going to have. When you're not constantly dwelling on the past shit or worrying about an uncertain future, you relax and you enjoy your life more. And you can make a plan B. That's what they talk about, you know, giving yourself a second chance. That's why I created Life Plan 2.0, because 2.0 means a second chance, giving yourself that chance. It's a course that I put together. You can look it up or send me a message. Engaging in life has physical health benefits. Why? Because you want to be healthier. When you engage in your life, all of a sudden, you want things to work. You want things to happen. You want magic. You want to be healthy, and you're having such a great time. Why do you want to be healthy? So that you can live longer, and you can enjoy what life is really about, enjoying life. You know, you're going to die. I talked about this in episode 1. You're going to die. I'm going to die. We're all going to die, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not. You know, we think that other people are going to die. That's not true. We're going to die. And so many years ago, when I was like the student, my mentor, my teacher, always talked about urgency. What is urgency? Getting into urgency about becoming an accepting human being. Getting into an emergency about my life and beginning to do things and take risks. And I'll tell you, I did it. It was the smartest thing I ever did. So let's look at the payoff in general, overall, right? So that when you begin to engage in life, what are the payoffs? You learn new things. Your life becomes more satisfying. You have less or no regrets. Life becomes extremely fun. It becomes challenging. You know, when's the last time you really challenged yourself to do something that you thought you couldn't do? Like stop smoking or stop drinking or a bad habit. Not that any of those are bad, you know, proven, okay, you do that in excess, yeah, you're slowly killing yourself, right? Or to challenge yourself to get into an exercise program so that you can feel good about yourself, because that's what you also want. Gives you lots of energy when you engage. Life has new meaning when you engage. You become excited about living. you expand your comfort zone. You make a difference in not only your life, but in the lives of the people around you. That's what you want. You want to make a difference. You want your life to have meaning and purpose. Give your children the chance, a new, you know, to create a new outlook for your children instead of programming them in a way that we were programmed that caused all the problems. You know, we don't want to do that, and neither do you. So it creates new possibilities for you, everyone around you. You get to meet amazing people. Why? Because you're a pleasant person. People want to be around pleasant people. So it works magic in relationships, and on and on and on. So what is the ripoff? Well, if you watched the first episode, you'll already know the answer to this. So what is the ripoff of engaging in life? None. Absolutely none. Because you get all these payoffs and everything that I talked about before begin to magically happen, and more and more and more. So thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it. I like to say, if you want to hear more, subscribe. If you like this, please put a like check mark on the like spot there, or whatever it's called. Share this with your friends and make a comment or ask a question. I read all the comments and I will respond to you when I have time. Okay, thank you so much again. Enjoy yourself, have fun, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye for now.